Hi there. The word for you today is on heaven, your home. Psalm 23, verse 6, we've been talking for the last week or so about the 23rd Psalm, perhaps the most famous and well-known in the Bible. And now we've gotten to the end of it. Verse 6, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. When we're young, heaven has limited appeal. It's like we've too many dreams, such as love, marriage, children, career, etc. But aging is God's way of keeping us headed homewards. And what about death? Well, Christians don't actually get buried, they get planted. Paul writes, 1 Corinthians 15, the great resurrection chapter, verse 42, the body that is sown is perishable, he says, but it is raised imperishable. It is sown in weakness, but it is raised in power. Calvin Miller writes, and I quote, the world is poor because her treasure is buried in the sky and all her treasure maps are of earth. And that's true. I wonder if you've heard this story about a bird named Putsey. Supposedly a true story. When nobody claimed her, the Humane Society gave her to Sue, and they became fast friends. One day the little bird did something incredible. It perched on her shoulder and whispered, 1500 South Oneida Street, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Sue was dumbfounded. She discovered that the address actually existed, went there and found a man named John Sturbans. Do you have a parakeet? She asked. I used to. I miss her terribly, he replied. When he saw Putsey, he was thrilled. You know, he said, she even knows her phone number. Now, this story isn't as crazy as you might think. You see, the Bible says we all have an eternal address within us. He says that in the Bible, absolutely. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11. God has set eternity in the hearts of men. Deep down, we know we're not home yet. So we've got to be careful not to live like we are. Would you set up house in a motel? Of course not. So the greatest calamity is not to feel far from home when you are, but to feel right at home when you're not. And we are not home yet, because Philippians 3 and 20 spells it out. Our homeland is in heaven.